please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell? Get the fuck out of my way, cause it's been one of those days.
This is platinum. This is the class.
We're talking Ferris wheels.
You've got a sassy walk.
Right. Hang on.
Put a collar on for the Lord.
Was there talk of going full Phantom?
I doubt it.
I am also laughing at that.
Everybody gave Daddy what he needed. Mad at all.
Live on tape, it's the fastest hour in podcasting. This is Never Not Funny. Now, here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Hey, buddy. Yeah. Welcome into the program episode. No, this is no episode number. Bonus episode for May. We're recording this after the Greg Warren episode. Mm-hmm. And I didn't notice this during the Greg Warren episode, but I noticed it now. Garen has a pair of Jaws socks on that I had not seen before.
Yeah.
That's a good-looking sock.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I like it.
That is a good-looking Jaws sock.
Yeah.
Did you get that as a gift, Garen?
I don't remember.
How long have you had the Jaws sock?
Probably a couple of years, I think. A
couple of years.
It may have been a gift.
Are they left and right specific?
No. Mm. Well, they may have become that.
Right.
From use.
Yeah.
But I don't think they had a standard.
Do you like that, Garen, when the sock provides the R and the L on there for you?
I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
I love it.
I love it too. I don't know why I love it, but I do.
I even like, there's some socks just have a logo on one side and they're opposite. So you kind of know this is the right one because otherwise the logo would be on the inside.
They face out.
Yeah.
I have Michael Myers Halloween socks and one says Halloween 2 on one side and the other one is like him with a knife. And to this day, I do not know which one is supposed to be on which foot.
So which do you go with? How do you do it?
It kind of just happens, whatever happens.
Oh, man.
Because it's a sock.
Just put them on.
Can't imagine living like that. I would have a whole thing worked out in my head.
You and me both. My son used to go through where he would just grab any two socks out of his drawer.
Yeah.
And that was his thing. He's like, that's my thing. I wear two different socks. He does not do that today.
Yeah.
But
that's a thing. That's a thing. People do that now.
Yeah, Punky Brewster did that.
Yeah, and why not?
Willy-nilly with the socks.
Because I like the idea of a striped sock and then a solid sock with one of the colors of the stripes.
Is that something you like?
I would like that. I haven't done it.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of it now.
I couldn't do it. I would be too self-conscious about it.
To quote Jimmy Pardo, you're interesting.
Yeah. You are interesting. Hey, completely, this is, and I'm going to bring this up on our next episode as well, but I'll bring it up now because it just, there, for a few days, there was not one. Friend of the show, this is a little sad, friend of the show, Vance Gilbert, has cancer.
Oh, no.
And they put together a GoFundMe for him, which I need to locate here so that I can find it for you. There he is, Vance Gilbert. Yeah, he's been diagnosed. He has cancer on all places on his tonsil.
Ugh.
So he's going to be unable to perform for a while because he's they're going to have to do whatever they've decided to do. I guess he's starting chemo.
Oh boy.
He's recording a solo album the next week before chemo starts. Mm. And then somebody has put together a GoFundMe for him. A fan has, or a friend of his. I don't know what it is, but I would, if people can, please give.
Yeah.
Vance is a good man. Here we go. It is GoFund Vance. GoFundVance.
Okay.
That is the GoFundMe. It just went live like in the last 5 minutes. Obviously, we wish the best for him. I mean, that just
definitely.
He has here's what he says. He has it's curable.
Oh, good.
On a tonsil. There'll be chemo and radiation that'll pretty much wreck singing for the summer, maybe even into the fall or winter, maybe forever. Oh. No doc has to cut anything. So he's canceling all of his gigs and so on and so forth. So we wish him luck. I mean, I can't imagine, hey, you're a singer, and guess what? The cancer is right where
your throat.
Your throat. So, but if I was in my late 20s when I had my tonsils removed, and look, I'm sure the doctors know more than jackass comedian Jimmy Pardo does, but wouldn't removing the tonsils be helpful in the regard?
Think.
And then attack the
right. Yeah.
I mean, I had the same thought and all the same thoughts that you had. The only thing I could think of is when you get a tonsillectomy, you're down for, what, 3 days to a week? You can't have certain kind of food.
Yeah,
that
basically.
Sort of thing. And so maybe that would impact chemotherapy because you've injured yourself in a different way, and so you wouldn't be able to start the chemotherapy later.
Maybe they shrink it.
Yeah.
And get rid of it first and then
have a look-see. Yeah.
But although he says
won't have to.
No surgery.
Yeah. Maybe that's the way to go.
So maybe he doesn't want surgery. I mean, you know, he's not 20. So
I mean, if the chemo can take care of it and the radiation, then you do that, yeah, and hopefully it takes care of it.
Well, I hope so. We wish him the best. I was just thinking about Vance the other day. I was listening to one of his songs here, Waiting on Gilligan. One of his great songs came up on my shuffle. And I was like, boy, it's been a while. I'm going to reach out to Vance and say, hey, you know, if you're going to be in LA, we'd love to have you back on the show.
Yeah.
And then that popped up on Facebook. Wow. And it a complete bummer.
Yeah.
So,
excuse me.
Get well soon.
We get well soon indeed. So shifting gears to comedy, mm-hmm, or what we do on this show. Matt, I know you have a celebrity sighting, but before we we received that bag from Galactic Snacks, or a box.
Oh, I don't know. I don't like what you're about
to
do.
Well, here's what we're going to do right now. And you know I hate this.
You do hate it.
I hate it.
But you're about to make us all do it.
Well, he sent it. It would seem disrespectful.
Yeah.
This is the 7th edition. There's 2 new flavors. The Bean Boozled Jelly Beans.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hand you one.
Oh, yep.
And you tell me what you think it is, and then I'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. So you can identify it on the package, like
they
this.
They got some sort of a chart.
Okay,
a legend.
Oh man, this looks like shit. This is gonna be awful.
So they're all bad, or I might get a good one.
No, you can get a good one.
So there's a possibility of something.
The whole bag's. God, the fucking bag smells.
Well, I mean, you got one bad in the bag. You're gonna have. It's all gonna. That's gonna.
I just want one.
All right. Well, I
okay.
What color is it?
It's basically black.
Okay. Go ahead, take a bite of it and let me know. It's one of two options. And I'll tell you this. It's 50-50, okay or horrible.
Okay. All right. And I don't like licorice, so it might be horrible 100%. Either way for me.
Well, that is the positive. The positive is licorice.
Oh,
blackhead.
No.
What?
Blackhead, like a zit.
Oh, that doesn't have a flavor.
You saying that's not helping, first of all.
No shit.
What do you think that is?
I don't know, but it's fucking terrible.
Give us some notes. What kind of flavor notes are you getting?
I can't even. It tastes like asphalt. Is it asphalt?
It is burnt rubber.
Burnt rubber.
Burnt rubber.
It's burnt rubber.
That's not food.
That's fucking horrible.
All right, here's yours, Elliot.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
How do we get this to you?
All right.
I need a good one, but there's no way of knowing.
I can hand you a cinnamon Oreo.
Mm.
All right, so that one, that looks yellow in color?
Yellow with green or blue spots.
Oh, fuck, man. You got
50-50.
Oh, so they're all 50-50.
Yeah, that's the game, right?
Okay.
That
so
we don't know.
Right. So give that a go.
All right. Let me just show this to the
God damn it.
Viewer.
That ruined my day.
Do you want the Oreo?
No, I want like a good fruit flavor.
I can't guarantee it.
I know.
Huh.
We need to open something else in that box.
If I was going to guess, it's kind of vinegary, maybe.
It's bad.
I don't know that it's...
You're not hating it.
I'm not hating it, but I'm not loving it. It's got a sugar, but it's got a, like, maybe apple cider?
Okay, you're close. So you got the good one. You got juicy pear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The downside of that color is, and I hate this word, booger.
Oh, God.
Ugh.
It tastes like Curtis Armstrong.
Who did the research to figure out if those flavors were accurate?
Oh, a child.
Yeah.
All right, Garen, here comes yours. I'm going to give you, it's a whole different color.
Oh, nicely done.
Okay, so that is a...
I was not brave enough for that.
That seems like pink.
Pink with some blue splotch. This looks a little bit vomity.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Give it a go.
Do it.
I'm going to tell you this. The bad is awful.
Oh, no. This is just bubble gum.
That is strawberry banana smoothie.
Oh. I wish I got that.
Oh, wait. No. Fantastic. Wait. You say it's pink with blue?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that could be Tutti Frutti.
It's Tutti Frutti.
Oh, so, yeah.
It's got a bubblegum.
All right, so here comes James Arpardo Jr.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not going to tell us what the bad would be?
Pick a color out of that for me. I don't want to see the...
One that we haven't done, presumably.
I'll go with this one.
Okay, I'm going to put these back.
Because this looks like it could be a toasted marshmallow.
Okay, so what color is it?
It's kind of cream-colored with some brown swirl.
All right, what did you say it could be?
Toasted marshmallow.
Okay, let's find out. Please be that.
Uh-oh.
Is it egg? Because that seems like a possibility.
You got a bad one. Oh, you got to swallow it. You got to swallow it.
Just does he?
Just don't even keep chewing. That was my mistake, is I kept chewing it. He's shuddering.
Yeah.
You want a moxie?
Physically,
he's about to cry.
His body is revolting.
Pinching his eyes tightly. As though he's been gut punched.
That's fucking horrible.
Okay. Did you look beforehand?
I wish I would have said this.
Not bad.
I did see beforehand because I was looking for you guys.
Yeah.
Stink bug.
Oh.
I don't even really know what that is. No. But it's
got to be the odor more than the flavor.
God damn it. I'm going to quote you. That ruined my day.
Yeah.
All right, we're done with that game.
Yeah.
Because those suck, man.
Because I don't want to make the face you made.
That was pretty good.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah, it seems like a great
game.
And
here's the thing. Now we're in a terrible... It's like, I want another one because I need a good flavor in my mouth. But if I eat another bad one,
it's going to
be devastating.
All right, I'm going to give Garen this one.
Oh, boy.
I guess, should we go around again?
Wait, I don't know which one. No, we're not. I'm not doing another one of these.
Yeah. I want something good
I can't tell if this is the right one.
How many flavor pairs are in there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 10.
Okay, so that we could go around again if...
Yep. I'll tell you what.
Or not.
It's not coming around to me.
Nobody's going to force it.
All right,
but don't you want a better taste?
I think I might smell one of those from over here now.
I'm gonna eat something else, man.
Or maybe it's the bag itself.
So this is it looks like a peach.
Oh,
it's orangey.
Jimmy, open those Sour Patch things.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there you go. That's your solution.
All right, go ahead. Try that.
Oh, God.
Did you get a good one or a bad one?
I got a smell of something.
Oh, okay. You haven't even put it in your mouth yet?
No, it assaulted me immediately.
All right. I'm just going to put in that if you give me another one, it can't be the vomit flavor. Whatever, that can't be the risk because I will literally go.
Well, those are just peach.
Oh, he got peach because the other option is vomit.
Oh, fuck off.
All right.
I can't believe Garen's too.
I don't want you to do this.
Okay.
All right.
that's the only one where I would, like, because I'm kind of triggered by it, if you will.
Yeah, okay.
I don't blame you.
Just quit while you're ahead, I think. You got a good flavor. Just be happy.
We're trying the Cabbage Patch layers.
I need something with a fruit.
No, I hear you.
Like, the chocolatey whatever of a cookie is not going to do it. I need...
Sure, you need the acid of a fruit.
You need the positive of what you just had.
Yes. And
something that tastes natural almost.
Again, look, we're a dumb show.
Yeah.
So that's why we did this. Who is this fun for?
It's for children.
It's for children.
Yeah, they laugh. They think it's funny.
Is it?
I know my daughter loves it. In theory.
Still?
Yeah.
I mean, it does seem like, on the face of it, it seems like a fun game until you know what the bad flavors are.
They won't come out. All right, I'm going to take two of these Sour Patch. Here you go.
Take two of these and call me in the morning, right?
Mm-hmm. Anybody else want to try a Sour Patch?
I mean, sure.
They call these the layers. Here you go, Gary. One for you. Horrible nice. Throw.
Yes, go ahead. We'll try it.
And one for you.
Oh, horrible throw.
Oh, jeez.
What the fuck? Sorry. Sorry, listener.
You okay? Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, let me have one.
Amazingly enough, I did manage to get it with all that drama.
These are the Sour Patch layers.
Mmm. Sorry.
Hmm.
That's really good. They're less soury because there's like almost a marshmallow back end.
Well, that's what it says. It's with a soft and creamy flavored back.
Yeah.
They've also got, I think I just had the grape.
I did too.
Yeah, good. Probably me as well.
Here's the deal. It did exactly what I wanted it to do.
Yeah, but I need another one.
Yeah, well.
I need maybe.
Oh, I got grape again.
I want the blue one. Let me try the blue.
That's what I just had.
How's that?
It was pretty good. It was fine.
I didn't look at the color I had, but I liked it fine.
Anybody else want another one?
I was expecting more sour.
I'll say this. There's not enough sour.
Yeah.
For me, it's the right amount.
It is?
Yeah. Because I'm not as much of a fan of the sour.
I don't really? Like sour You're, really either.
It's
but
your whole
I,
personality.
I wanted it for the funny.
I
wanted something.
The thing
Anybody
is,
else want another?
They're bigger
I'll
than
take another one. You can toss one.
They're bigger than normal Sour Patch Kids, so...
Just throw one. I need the whole bag.
The intensity of the sour is different because there's more.
Damn it.
That's exactly what I knew was going to happen.
Damn it.
It seemed like a good idea.
Just for the listener, Jimmy threw an open bag of Sour Patch Kids at Garen and was hoping that none would fall out.
In what world would it not?
I thought
it's a gravity force. A centrifugal force, maybe, yeah.
With anybody else, it would have. We're talking about me here.
No, I don't think you were. I don't think you were implying that. That's 100% my fault.
Well, I caught it right at the bottom.
You didn't like, do a good job catching it.
Yeah, instead of where the opening was.
You need some sort of a pulley system between you
there
two.
You go. Yeah, or
like, all right, like a little chairlift that can convey things back and forth.
Hit the theme. Where Matt Belknap has a celebrity. Actually, before that, Garen, this sucks. My Diet Coke has my Coke Zero has gone to soup. Bring me, because I don't want another one of these. And since we're doing taste tests, bring me a can of Diet Moxie, and I'll try drinking that out of the can.
Yeah,
because we've done it out of the cup as a taste test. Maybe out of the can, like hey,
maybe it'll be better. Yeah.
Here's your delicious beverage.
Yeah,
maybe it'll be good. Uh-oh. We have an errant.
Oh no!
Oh no!
We have an errant yellow with speckle.
Okay, that's the one I had. Right?
What color do you call that?
That's the color I had.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. So you got a good one.
I did get a good one.
That means this is barf, and I'm not doing it.
We know for a fact there's just two of each.
No, that's a booger, you said.
Oh, that's booger, yeah.
Well, I'm not eating that.
It could also be wet. It looks like it could also be... No, it's either juicy pear or
but
booger.
Are there literally only one of each in the bag?
I don't know. Put that in the garbage, Garen.
Or eat it. See what happens.
Or eat it. Yeah, Garen, give that a go.
You had two good ones.
Yeah, you know what? You're due.
Yeah. Third time's the charm.
Yeah, come on. I got to host a show, Garen, or else I do it myself.
This feels like the worst Russian roulette. Well, I guess it's not the worst Russian roulette.
I
disagree. This is the worst.
It's going to be worse.
I would rather have a bullet in my head.
They're remaking Deer Hunter with this scene.
What'd you get?
Is it pear?
Is it peach or
is
pear?
It salty?
Pear, peach, booger. Again, a word I hate.
I think this is supposed to be booger.
But it's not. It doesn't seem like you're it's not stink bud.
You don't seem upset about it.
It's just, it just tastes salty or peppery a little bit.
Oh, like a booger.
You know what? Gourmet booger.
Did you guys ever, I can't believe I'm asking this question. Did you go to school with anybody that did eat theirs?
Yeah.
And, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? I got to be in private with crazy. A Kleenex and
it's crazy.
All sorts of. Even as a kid, it's like
the only thing I can say in their defense is like I guess if you if you breathe in deeply and sharply with your nose when you have stuff in your nose and it goes down the back of your throat, that's kind of the same thing.
I mean,
it's not going to kill you. It's just
that
gross.
Happens on a daily basis,
right? So,
taking it out
into the world and then putting it back in.
Here's the difference: when it just goes down the back of your throat, it's not hitting your taste buds.
That's a good
not
point.
Really.
That's
you
good
smell
point.
It, but yeah. Other than that, nothing. And you don't really smell yourself, so
no. And if you did, you wouldn't leave the house. I'm talking specifically to you.
Oh,
yeah.
This seems like a note that I should have gotten.
No,
years ago.
this is what's that company I made fun of it.
The PR company.
Yeah, it's not Babble.
Not PR, the human resources.
Is it Bumble? It's Bambi.
Bambi, yeah.
Bam to the BEE.
Yeah.
.com, or they will be your human resources for okay. $99 a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, not for a company this size. Hey, we got a report. How fucking horrible would that be?
Now, let's see. Was that Matt or
it's
was
a one
it
one in three chance.
or Garen.
How is that?
You know what? It's gonna do what I want. No, it's not. But I mean... It'll do what I wanted to do today, okay. Which is wet my whistle.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So Matt Belknap, hit the theme if you would.
This is
right.
Border. Do we have a working actor sighting theme?
We do.
This guy's right on the border.
All right. Someone had a working
actor sighting. You might know who they are.
You know who he is. Someone on the sea
of the D-list. They're not quite famous.
I'm gonna say B-list.
Okay.
B minus. Someone had a working
sighting. You know, they're from that show.
Yeah. Never heard of him. He has been on
the
show.
He has?
A Martinez.
It was not Adolfo.
Well,
so I already revealed it.
You've revealed that it's Jason Mudeikis.
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 No.
All right. Good.
So I was at a local coffee shop, and this guy walked in, and my friend, our friend Emily, you know her, she was in town, so we went to get some coffee. And
what do you get there? A water?
Actually, they have, this is a place that has food. So I got some scrambled eggs and sausage.
Because as we know, Matt famously does not drink water. He has to get his water from his food.
That's right. Exactly. Right.
That said, but then comes in with the biggest water bottle in the world.
Yeah. So I had my back to where this guy was coming from and she saw him and I doubted her. I will say that much. I was like, that's not him. And then by the end of the... By the time I walked out, I was like, yeah, that was him.
But it's somebody that's been on the show.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
I don't recall. Maybe.
Well, it's true, but I don't remember saying it.
You did.
Okay. Must have, because otherwise.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I guess you said you kind of gave it away.
I gave it away that he's an actor.
Sure.
No, if you play the tape back, you said he's been on the show.
Well, he has been on the show, so that's true.
But still big enough that you doubted it would be this person?
It just didn't look like he didn't look like I think of him looking like he was.
Well, I mean, this leads us on a different path then from and maybe we can go back to drama comedy that now it's almost like throwing a dart, like what working actor has been on the show. I mean, a ton have.
Yeah.
But enough that it would be like that Emily would go, hey, that's blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Was it Alfred Molina?
No.
Was it? Well, I can't pull his name.
I'll just say this. The reason why I was skeptical is he had a ball cap and sunglasses on and facial hair that I didn't realize he had these days. So the three things together. It could have been anybody. Like, it was kind of like he was in disguise, basically.
Nah. Joe Mantegna?
No.
Was he on Justified?
No, not that I know of.
All right, so it's not...
Go ahead.
It's not...
Patton Oswalt?
No.
Wynn Duffy.
Jerry Burns,
yeah.
This person is over 50?
Probably. Or maybe not.
Now, you said borderline, so this person could be considered a celebrity, but also could be considered a working actor.
I mean, Emily recognized him and said, oh, my God, that's him. So
I'm going to throw another dart based on Steven Weber?
No.
Okay. So, known for comedy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Currently on a program?
Probably, but not one I'm aware of.
This is a person that works all the time?
Yeah.
Oh, has he done part cast-a-thon?
Yes.
Is it John Cryer?
No.
It is not John Cryer.
Oh, is it Adam Pally?
Nope. He works a lot too, though. Yeah.
But I don't see Emily getting excited about Adam.
I don't think she
would. That is no offense to Adam Pally. I could see getting excited about John Cryer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would get excited for
Adam Pally. Been on part cast-a-thon.
Well, Garen, you're a different breed. I don't mean that negatively.
You're a dullard. Any little thing will get you excited.
I didn't mean it that way, Garen.
Adam Pally's in some commercials now that are funny. It's like for some sandwich place. I forget if it's like, is it... Jersey Mike's or something like that?
No, we don't go to Jersey Mike's because that guy hunts game for fun.
It might not be Jersey Mike's, but it's one of those. It's not Subway, but it's like one of those types of things.
Is this a tall man?
No.
Is it Blimpy?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I've changed
the game. I want to know which. I'm going to guess the sandwich shop that Adam Pally
does. I'm actually also trying to figure out if he's on any of the posters that are up right now.
Oh, it was that long ago, huh?
It may have been.
All right. And it's borderline over 50?
I would say he's either late 40s or early 50s.
Okay.
I
don't know.
Jimmy John's, by the way.
Jimmy John's.
Yeah.
Is where Adam Pally's in the commercial.
Also, one-time guest of the show, Dusty Slay, does commercials now for Cracker Barrel.
Oh, nice.
That are supposedly funny.
Mm-hmm. You say supposedly because you don't think they're funny.
Here's the thing: I see them in during baseball games.
Yeah.
And the commercials are obnoxiously loud.
Yeah.
So I mute them. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the next time I will not mute them, and I'll have Dusty Slay yell at me.
Elliot, stop looking at the posters. Just play the game.
Is there a restaurant that has a more accurate name than Cracker Barrel?
Fondue Hut.
You gotta be careful though. Don't put that on your lap. You might get burned.
I take your meaning, Garen, and I agree. It's unintentionally very, very accurate.
You continue to have a conversation with Garen about that.
See, they're crackers. A lot of white people go there. It's like a barrel full of crackers.
The problem is, our friend Elliot said, what really should be fire-worthy attempt at humor. And you guys missed it because you're doing your cracker barrel.
Like
what did he say?
I said Fondue Hut. And he said, be careful, don't put that in your lap.
I don't even get it.
Right.
I heard him say that.
He just talked.
It's like a drive thru.
Because it's hot.
And it's hot, like the coffee thing with
nobody
McDonald's.
Nobody suggested
there's
it was
nothing
a
else to it.
Fondue's going to harden before you get home. You can't do that through a drive thru.
That's why there's so many flaws with what he's doing today.
Sucks.
I mean this. You know, I love you like a brother. I mean that sincerely.
I appreciate that.
All fun aside on the show, mm-hmm. you know, I have nothing but affection for you.
Yeah.
I give it a month before Irma leaves you. The fact that she stayed in this country this long is fascinating to me.
I mean,
how does she tolerate this shit?
Her stay ends June 15th. So that would be that month.
Uh-oh. Wow, that's a good bet then.
Jay, I'm in.
You're right on the money with
you them. Know what? Let me go over to Prize Picks because Prize Picks is doing this.
Yeah.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Vegas
has
odds
on this?
Yeah. I'm slightly honored.
I would actually be too, to be honest. Yeah.
That fucking jelly bean will not go away.
Have a Sour Patch.
A Sour Patch
will...
Yeah, you're hoarding them.
It equals it out.
Me too. Just
end it up here. All right, more for television or movies?
Yeah, TV more.
TV more.
TV. And this would be, Matt, let me ask you a question. If they've never been on this show, would we say, hey, that's somebody that would be good on our show?
Yeah, yeah.
We should try to get them. Like
he was
that sort
good.
Of thing.
Yeah, he was good on Parcastathon. We would love that.
Has he only done Parcastathon?
Yes,
only done Parcastathon.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, that's not Mike McShane.
No.
So this is a person that's only done Parcastathon.
Was it an in-person Parcastathon?
Yes.
Okay.
So was it?
Ahmed Best.
Russell.
Mm-hmm. Russell. Remember when we had Russell Simmons on? Was it Russell Simmons?
Not Russell.
I thought it was Russell Crowe.
He was on with his wife.
Oh.
Randall Park.
Randall Park.
Oh, it was Randall Park.
Yeah.
Randall Park.
We saw Randall Park. I think that is a great, that's a perfect, he is just misses being celebrity. I don't mean that negatively.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people would recognize him out in the world because he's been in so many things. And he's part of the Marvel Universe because of WandaVision and I think something else.
Oh. He played that same character.
Popped up a couple of times.
In a couple things.
Yeah. And he was on The Office, I think, briefly.
Hey, can we talk for a second, by the way, how great Hacks is this season?
Yeah. Oh,
it is.
I'm too behind, but I love it.
It is, full disclosure, I did not care for last season, and I was going to be out on this season.
Wow.
Oh,
interesting.
And then I am 100%, I think it's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. It is, that's a good sentence. We all know what I meant. It's very good. Anyway, watch it if you're not. It's very good this season, Gary.
It is.
Yeah, Gary, you should watch it.
Oh, I'm watching.
And speaking of former guests, Michaela Watkins, so funny on it.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah.
Outstanding.
Unbelievable.
Outstanding. It's
such a great character.
It's like they just said, do whatever you want. If it's too much, we'll cut it out or we'll change it. Like, because she sometimes is in a different show, but it still works.
So good, though.
Yeah, it's really great. Yeah.
So I haven't watched any of the new season yet. Irma is catching up.
Okay.
She's I think, 2 episodes into season 3. And then when she's done, we're going to watch them together.
So well, you're going to love it.
By the time we get there, probably it'll all be
I
up,
forgot
right?
This is the fourth season.
It's fourth season.
Yeah. And each season ends in a way that you go, okay, it's over.
Yeah.
And it's okay if it's over.
Well, yes.
Well, season 3 had a cliffhanger, though, don't you think?
No, I think season 3.
It did. Yeah. It
ended with her getting the show.
Right. But then she like blackmailed Deborah
into
giving her the job. So it was like, well, this obviously.
Yeah, you're right.
They could, if they didn't do that one little scene, it could have ended very cleanly. Like, yes. She got the show, it's over.
And then, right, the journey of her.
Right. Just like that other season when it ended, she got the special and it was like, she's back. Yeah. Like, season 1, I think. But
I'm betting that they shot it both ways, whatever that meant. And then they waited to find out if they were going to get renewed.
Possible.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, it's like a critical darling. I don't know why they would end it. I don't know if it does well or not. But
Hannah Einbinder is incredible.
Hey, dude, the scene. Oh, he's behind. I don't want to say anything.
She's it's unbelievable.
It's crazy that she literally. I don't know what did she ever do anything before the show.
I believe the answer to that is no.
Yeah, it's just insane how good she is considering that she's.
Every week, I'm like, I can't believe this is a 20-something-year-old. Jeez, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus level. Just it's incredible.
Yeah, she's so perfect.
Crazy, Garen, but I mean, she's very
legend.
She's very good. No question about it.
Give her the Mark Twain already.
Give her the Twain. She's been working for 4 years. Give it to her. A lifetime.
Yeah.
It's hot as fuck in this room.
Yeah, it is.
And I still have that fucking burnt rubber taste in my mouth.
Have one.
Here's how we can solve this.
Yes, yes.
Elliot has brought something in.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Garrett, throw those over.
Gifts.
I'm walk him over.
He brought some cookies.
Yeah, that's right. So here's the situation. So a fan of the show.
Watch your step there. There's
contacted me.
There's upwards of nothing in front of you.
And said that she wanted to, you know, participate in this cookie business. So here's what she wrote. Hi, gang. Here are some cookies that I thought it'd be fun for you to taste on the show. Don't even think about skipping any. I know what you did last summer, and I'm not afraid to tell everyone. Irma.
See, what he did there was he thought it was a listener. We thought it was a listener, but it was Irma.
It is a listener.
So if we didn't laugh at her joke, then he would have been offended.
Nah. All right. So I don't know how many cookies you want to try today.
I don't like this Irma takeover horseshit. I'm And you, we know Garen hates it.
You don't like it.
So I don't know if you want to do more than one taste. I'm going to pick what I think is the most interesting of what we have here.
Here's what I want you to do. And yeah. I mean this sincerely. Yeah. This is off topic, but yet on topic because yeah. it's about your Irma, your sweet, sweet Irma.
Yeah.
Take these Bean Boozled and just put them in a plain
and have half
bag
baggie.
And just go, hey, here's some delicious jelly beans. And then just
I got it from
see,
the streets.
See how she reacts.
What a fun!
I mean, that's
a fun break.
That would be fair turnabout is fair play. I assume.
Yeah. Again, she's leaving you anyway. You might as well give her a reason.
So wait, these are homemade cookies?
No, they are not. These are Oreos.
Oh, okay.
So these are also Oreos.
Yes.
All right,
so
let's go.
Let's see if I can do this in a way.
For listeners to hate this segment, mm-hmm. and people write and say they love it. By the way,
yeah.
For people that hate it. Just like Kojak or anything else, it'll be over soon.
Yeah, maybe. Here you go.
All right. Now, are we not to look at?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Okay.
I'm not looking.
There you go.
Oh. All right. Now, again, we don't. Okay. Nobody takes a bite until he plays the song.
Yep. That's...
And you know what it is.
I do know what it is, but I haven't tasted it.
What we're looking at here is it's not a vanilla outside, but it's not the traditional
it looks
chocolate.
Like, looks like it could be an oatmeal or a wheat.
Yeah.
It almost looks like a Ritz.
It does look, yes. It has a wheat.
Excited for a wheat Oreo.
It's time for savory Oreos, guys.
Oreos.
Yeah.
Someone from Hollywood released a baked good special edition. So here's our mission. Went to buy them so we could try them. We're tasting cookies.
Yeah, that ain't it.
I think I've told you before that I will, like, we were mad that Greg Warren did not finish some of his cookies.
Yeah.
And it infuriated us.
Mm-hmm.
I am not finishing this.
Yeah.
There's no reason. I so dislike it.
Wow.
That I can't even, like, go, well, you know what? It's two more bites. Who cares? I don't like it.
That's fascinating to me.
I don't think it tastes bad. It's just not for me.
What do you taste in it?
For the listener, the filling is chocolate.
Yeah, very clearly.
And the outside is, like, I don't know. It's not graham cracker, but it might be. I don't know. It looks like a graham cracker colored thing. Mm. Oh, your thing is buzzing. Your iPad. No, So, like, I just don't enjoy the chocolate filling. Like, the chocolate cream is a weird taste.
There's also a saltiness to it.
Ah, yes.
Ah.
That's
so, is it a salted caramel cookie with chocolate?
You're close.
Is it chocolate or fudge?
Oh, that's a good question.
Well, fudge is...
It sounds like a salted fudge.
I think it's chocolate. I don't think it's fudge.
Like
based on the outside of the package.
There's almost some, like, a butteriness to the outside,
sure,
too.
That seems reasonable.
Which is... I'm not against it, but
I'll say this: I hated it.
Yeah, I gathered.
It's really interesting.
Is that your lowest? Like, you hated it more than the matcha and the like that crap.
My mouth did not like this.
All right. When you find out what it is, I will ask you to take one more bite so that you have in your brain.
Well, you know what? You're not wrong about that. If you know what it is, maybe.
Yeah.
You,
sometimes like, it's
is just... it stink bug?
I can tell you that is not accurate because I do know what it is.
Oh, okay.
And I did not like it.
You don't like it either.
Interesting.
All right, well, what is it?
It is chocolate-covered pretzel.
Oh.
That's where the saltiness comes from.
Okay.
And the butteriness.
So the cookie's supposed to taste like pretzel.
I think so, yeah. I did not have the reaction y'all did, but I've had different reactions on most of these from y'all.
I'm going to make an announcement to the food scientists of the world.
Yeah.
You don't need to make cookies taste like things that aren't sweet. Like, that. Stop doing it.
Yeah, but a chocolate-covered pretzel is delicious.
Agreed, but then just put chocolate on a pretzel and eat it. Like, you don't need to make a cookie is not a pretzel. You know what I mean?
There was a...
No, I don't know what you mean. Explain more to me.
They couldn't be more different.
I'm trying to remember what his name is. There's a guy on who's on College Humor, which I guess is now Dropout,
yeah.
who did a thing where he just yelled at all of the team from Oreo to stop making other flavors. Oreos are delicious.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to do anything.
But you know what?
Themselves.
Fuck that guy, because then we never would have gotten the Cinnabon or whatever.
That's true.
Or cinnamon.
Yeah,
half
a season of content out of
I'm not against them.
Season 36.
Yeah.
be very thin.
We need to just make a t-shirt that's just an Oreo cookie, but it says never not funny. Like
we have that on T Public.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Never mind. It's done.
Yeah, what's his name? Nick Raccoon, or whatever his name is, made it.
All right, so we, are there others? Because
there are others.
I can't end on that. That's, all right. That's,
oh, no, that was horrible. That was,
I feel like the chocolate was too loose.
I don't know what that means, but I don't like it. I don't like the implication.
I don't either.
It's gross.
I'm telling you, the chocolate's a whore.
I'm telling you, the chocolate's a whore.
Let's see if this is better for you.
Okay.
I'm trying to give you. I thought that actually would be.
You thought that would be a win?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, there's more chocolate. Come on, man.
Oreo Noir?
This is like a triple black.
That's an Oreo Noir. All right, hit the music.
All right, here we go.
Don't play this. Play something else.
All right.
Can't just hear this sad sack tune again.
Oh, 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 Oreo. Taste it and you'll remember. Oreo. Expired last September. Oreo. Which flavor will they taste today? Garen sucks.
Well, for me, halfway through, it just tastes like chocolate fudge. I'm going to go back to that.
Which I know that's not your favorite, but
is this an Oreo cookie flavored Oreo? No.
It is just like all, it's like all chocolate Oreo.
Yeah,
I mean that's a bullseye. This is dark chocolate cream.
Yeah, Oreo. Okay. I don't dislike this. I'm not a big fan of dark chocolate because right. You know that's the healthier chocolate, so I can't have that. I don't love it, but I'm not going to be mad at it like I was that pretzel shit.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to need one of those cinnamon bun ones at the end of all this. That's what I'm realizing. Because, like, that's fine. But once you've had that cinnamon bun, it's like nothing else is...
Nothing comes close.
Nothing compares to you.
Nothing compares.
That is... I love dark chocolate, but I don't...
It's a lot of chocolate.
I don't need... Yeah, I just like... I like the actual chocolate of dark chocolate, not, like, things that have dark chocolate in them, I guess. It's still a cookie, I guess. What
do you want to? Do you want to do one more?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Finish. How many did you bring?
Let's see. There are
two more Oreos and then two Oreo-like cookies.
Jesus Christ,
that's a lot. So save some for another time.
Actually, three Oreos.
Let's do one more.
Okay.
Try to end with a bang. Like I don't want to have, because if you give us a shitty one, we have to eat something else.
Can I try this?
Yeah.
No more chocolate ones.
Yeah, exactly.
You just gave us two chocolate ones. Give us a different flavor.
We're all chocolated out.
Come on, man.
Right. Since we're going for the last one of this run,
yeah,
it will not be chocolate.
Okay, but now I'm scared. Because what else is there?
I don't know, but you know this. No matter what's happening here, within arm's reach,
immediately,
I have cinnamon.
I'm dissatisfied with the amount of cream inside.
Well, the cream is skimpy on this one.
Because this is a standard...
But
this is just going to be a standard vanilla Oreo.
But look at how even
yeah, it's like even horizontally it's yeah, not the, filled the, up.
It's
enough.
Not filled up. This
the is cookie the, to
it's
cream.
Not tall it's, enough and it's not thick enough.
Ellie's already taking a bite. I don't hear music.
Mm. If you play that fucking. It's creamy and the outside's black. Come together.
Do we know who sent these in?
That's Don Treader.
That's Don Treader.
Yeah.
So,
I don't dislike this, but I cannot put my finger
I can't
on
place it.
It.
Yeah. I thought it was just going to be vanilla, and then it was something other.
I'll tell you this. Mine has a little bit of a blood taste on it because I bit my lip.
Oh, no. <Jesus. laughs> That will change it.
What is that taste?
Is it shortbread?
At first,
it
I thought.
Is not.
I thought it was like.
I mean, I don't think so.
Like a little bit of lemon to it initially, but that's not quite right.
I got no lemon here.
In the filling, I mean. Let me just try to eat a little.
I imagine this is what a golden hydrox would taste like.
Right?
Well, Garen, you're real close. This is a golden Oreo.
It's just this golden Oreo? Because
we haven't had these in the room before.
Wait, that's just your standard golden Oreo? See, here's the problem with that. That doesn't live up to these other...
No. Now that you've been to the promised land, you can't
That's
go
why
back.
I didn't tell you what it was, so that we would see...
That's a...
See, that's what I thought it was going to be, and then it had more of a... There's some other flavor to it that I thought there was something else going on.
You can't... That doesn't compete against the cinnamon.
No, it really doesn't. I agree with that. I wasn't...
You know, guys don't take a little hint of lemon in the...
I got no lemon.
No, there's a lemon kind. Like
well,
a
there's
specific
folic acid
kind.
In there. I don't know if that gives that.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm tasting folic. It's all... Yeah,
I'm tasting folic.
It's heavily...
Yeah. There's no lemon or citrus otherwise.
Boy, right. I don't remember these tasting like that.
No, I don't remember. I think our palate has been altered because that tasted wrong.
It didn't. Yeah, it didn't. It tastes like a different kind of cookie.
Yeah, what are you doing, man?
I'm going to read the... I don't remember where we got these, so I'm double-checking where they were sourced from.
Thank you. I do need to know the source on all my Oreos.
So these are made in Mexico.
Those are Mexican cookies?
Mexican Oreos.
We're securing the border. How are they getting through?
So Mondelez International.
So it doesn't have corn syrup. It's got pure cane sugar?
No.
Okay.
High fructose corn syrup, the highest kind.
I was making a Mexican Coke joke, but okay.
Yeah, sorry.
This Moxie's horrible.
Oh, that's not helping your palate.
Well, it's not helping my palate. I think I disagree with you in a tone that sounded like I was disagreeing with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was agreeing with you, but I guess my body just instinctively went,
agreeing with me is
can't
not,
do that.
Nope.
That's not the bit.
Nope.
The bit is that you disagree with that guy.
Yep.
Well, that was fun.
So you kind of liked one, and then you were surprised by one that you'd had before that you only were
and then
so
there was
about.
One that none of us liked.
That pretzel one. Is, I mean,
I actually did like it.
It's sitting right here. I got half of one over here. That's how much I disliked it.
I guess I like that they're being experimental.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. In theory, I'm a fan of weird, crazy choices. But in this case, it just made me go, stop doing this. You should know your.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why are they doing it?
I don't know.
Like why?
Fun?
It is fun.
Here's what I think is wrong with the pretzel Oreo. I think they're too committed to it being a cookie, a sweet cookie on the outside.
Yes.
The thing about a chocolate covered pretzel is that the pretzel is not sweet.
But if they made a cookie that literally was just the tasted like a pretzel in the shape of a cookie, it's not an Oreo anymore.
I mean, I think that's debatable, but I hear what you're saying.
Well, I'll have that debate with you, and sure. I will win it.
I mean, it depends on whether or not it has all of the other features of the cookie part of the Oreo. If it's got the imprinting and the texture is relatively the same.
All right, you've convinced me to take another bite of it.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
This is what...
Because you didn't know what it was the last time you
What do we call this? Frozen pretzel? What is it called? Frozen banana?
Chocolate-covered pretzel.
Chocolate-covered pretzel.
But it's not covered... That's the other thing.
Well, it's the inverse.
I fucking hate. I can't stand this.
Is it that it seems like an artificial pretzel flavor?
It just doesn't taste good. I mean, it doesn't matter what it's trying to be or not trying to be. It just is.
I mean, it might as well be one of those Bean Boozled. I mean, it's really horrible for me. It's that horrible.
That's really fascinating to me because I can see how you might not like it because it does have a chemical flavor to it.
I don't like it at all.
But but that far seems extreme. More than words.
Like,
nice.
Thank you.
I'm not gonna be mad at you for that.
I don't know. Like, I'm just trying to think of how else could you do it? How else could you make an Oreo that captures pretzel?
You don't have to.
It doesn't make sense. It's like,
none of them make sense.
Can they salt the cookie?
I mean, there's obviously salt in it, but it doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't convey saltiness. Although maybe that's why you don't like it so much. Is because like the salt, maybe the saltiness is in conflict with the flavor.
It should have salt grains in the cream, I think.
Yes.
Because you want that, if you're going to have a pretzel, you want that saltiness there. Although some chocolate covered pretzels do not have salt on the pretzel. They're just plain pretzel.
I find that to be a little bland.
Yeah.
I like a sweet and salty combination.
I mean, that's the thing. And didn't we have like a salted caramel one of these?
Well, I think that's what the Post Malone has that in.
Yeah. And that was good.
Yeah.
So some reason. It's doable.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we'll talk to Nabisco. I got my boy over at Galactic Snack, Jesse. I'm going to have, you know what? We got a contact now. So I talked to Jesse.
Sure.
And Jesse gets us to sit down with Big Nabisco. And we okay. sit down and we talk about what the fuck they're doing in the Oreo division.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I'll say this. Heads are going to roll.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Was it on or off the air recently that you and I talked about the getting the cracker that you have the option of getting peanut butter or cheese in the middle?
That was on the air, I believe.
Okay, so we're at Whole Foods yesterday.
Yeah.
And they have a box. They've got boxes of them.
Mm-hmm.
The one with the cheese in the middle is called Maverick.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? Based on that, I'm going to get a box of those, and that'll be a nice snack. And because it's Whole Foods, it stinks.
Yeah. Yeah, you need the ultra-processed.
You do.
Like Keebler version.
That's
of that.
The truth.
Yeah.
If you're getting that, you want the one that is so unhealthy,
yes,
but it's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Because this was a disappointment. And now there's a box of them in my house. Ugh. And I bought, and this might have been a mistake on my part, a 9-pound box.
Oh, no.
Oh, I could barely get in the car.
Oh, my That's God. Crazy.
And I was like, you know what? I like these this type of cracker. I call them crackers.
Crackers.
Yeah, they rhyme because it rhymes with tractor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I needed. I needed a full tractor to get this thing into my house.
And also, the tractors help you with your organic farming portion of the
They do,
program.
Don't yeah. they, Elliot? Yeah. Mm.
I'm trying to help.
I was like loaded up to shit on that, and then it was like, it wasn't bad enough. It was just
it
like
was harmless.
It was just like, I was so disappointed that I couldn't shit on it.
Ellie, what did you and Irma do over the weekend?
What did you do this weekend?
You go to the cookie shop?
Well, as I mentioned, we went to the Thai grocery store. We went to a bunch of different little stores.
Again, you went to the Thai grocery store?
No, this is from the same outing. And so
but he wants to know what you did this past week.
Yeah, I didn't ask about the 3 weeks ago.
It's not 3 weeks ago. This was Friday.
Oh, wait, what?
No, we recorded.
We recorded on Friday.
And then you went out?
Well, or maybe went Thursday then.
So when you told us about going to the Thai place, the Thai store.
It was the day before.
It was the day before. Yeah.
And that was just not even 5 days ago.
Correct.
Gotcha. My apologies.
No worries. There's a lot of things that are unclear that are happening right in this conversation.
We had, by the way, a waitress over to the. We went to Lucille's barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to bring up Lucille's barbecue in front of Greg because he would have yelled at me that that's mall barbecue, and it is.
Oh, okay.
There's one at the Westfield Mall, okay. And I will say this: we have not eaten there in a while because the last time we ate there, Oliver was still eating meat, and whatever he got nauseated him.
Oh no!
So then we stopped going there. And then Friday, Oliver was out with friends. We did not think he was coming home. And I said to Danielle, hey, do you mind if we go there? Because she likes the salmon there. Mm-hmm. And I ended up getting the down-home southern sampler, which was a fried chicken breast with gravy and then a third of a rack of St. Louis ribs. Mm-hmm. And it was phenomenal.
Oh, great.
It was delicious. But our waitress said no worries no matter what you said to her. Like no worry whether it was the proper response or not, you heard no worries back.
This is a great rib.
No worries. Yeah, it was so bizarre.
Do you validate parking?
No worries.
My shirt.
No worries. It was concerning. So much so that I brought it up today.
There you go.
All right. So Thursday you go Thai shop.
Sure. And so we came across. I think it was the pretzel. Cookies, and then Irma got into her head, hey, let's play this game.
Great. Irma gets this show more than you do.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, okay. Right.
It wouldn't be hard.
Yeah. The other thing that I want to make this a story, and I don't know how.
Oh, no. Oh, that's never stopped you in
Jesus
the past.
Christ.
No, but I'm actually.
But the fact that he's qualifying is scary.
This is.
So we went to Whole Foods to return some items yesterday.
What do you mean by that?
Your Amazon items?
Oh, okay, Amazon. I thought you meant like you bought something at a Whole Foods.
I got these chips weren't right for me. Here you go. Yeah.
You might want to look into those crackers and take them back. We did that, and the Whole Foods that we share, you and I, the one that's close to you.
So there's a chance every night if I go to that Whole Foods, I may see you and your man there.
Yeah, it's not often, but yeah.
We're there a lot.
So they make a loaf of French bread. They have an uncut one, which I like that because... Wait a minute, I just realized what I said. I like to make my own size slices. Other Whole Foods don't appear to make them. Not all of them have as big of a bakery, blah, blah, blah.
Do you use the slicer that's there at the store?
I should, but I have a device at home so I can decide on the moment.
Is it called a knife?
Yeah. What's this device? What's this magical device of yours?
Well, if you just use a knife, it gets all uneven.
Yeah, we know. We get it.
The fucking bread knife?
He said knife for humor.
I don't think so.
No, I did, but also a bread knife will cut bread.
No, that's not the point. It won't necessarily cut a nice straight. Well, this is
your
why
knife,
we have sliced bread.
Your knife doesn't have a point?
But when you cut a loaf of bread like that, it doesn't always go perfectly straight down. It sometimes angles and...
Let's get a sharpener on that knife.
It's not the...
Yeah.
You know what? You go and cut some unsliced bread at home.
He's saying he needs to be perfectly perpendicular
to
the...
I want it to be nicely straight.
This surprised me that you don't want that because this is something that you would want.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to bread,
you buy sliced bread.
If you're making a sandwich, you want it sliced correctly.
I don't want one that's like a... If I'm... Like a letter, you know, looking like a comma.
Or we're talking French bread, right?
This is not a baguette, though. This is like a loaf.
I was picturing a baguette.
No. This is a nice. It's a nice French loaf. It's like white bread, but it's French.
So you're going to make sandwiches once you slice it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I'm with you.
You didn't understand. That's fair.
I was picturing a baguette, and I'm like, who fucking cares if it's a little angled?
No, well, I agree. In fact, you want an angle on a baguette.
No. Do you?
Depending, if you're making,
you want an angle that way, but do you want an angle this way?
Either way.
It doesn't matter to me, but I'm just saying.
I think I go from top to bottom angle, but I could see going side to side. Maybe that's easier to do.
Hey, Garen, go to the kitchen, see if there's any knives, and then stab all three of us with it. Actually, you know what? Give it to Tyler and have him take you out, too. All four of us get stabbed.
Sure.
All right, so you have a device.
It's some bamboo things. It has like little fingers on both sides. You put the bread in between, and then it guides the knife down.
Gotcha.
It works okay. It's not the best thing, but whatever.
Well, they got a slicer right there at that Whole Foods.
Well, that's true, but then I got to commit to the same size slice all the way through. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's not the point of the story. That is not the point
this
of the story.
Switching up slice widths mid-loaf.
You can't change it. Mid slice
for at the store. You're not gonna ask them to change mid slice.
I would like do it yourself.
I would like four slices at 1/8 of an inch, and I would like four slices at 1/4 of an inch.
I'm honestly, if I can slice myself like a Home Depot, I might do that.
I don't know if you can adjust the size of.
They don't want civilians using that fucking thing.
It's right. It's out there for you.
Really?
I didn't see it.
You put it in there, and then you close the door.
Oh, so you're not touching the bread when it's.
Do you get to choose the size at least then?
No, I'm telling you, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I look at it and I go, who's the asshole that uses that? And I guess I work with him.
So, no, you don't.
No, I don't. He doesn't.
Right. But now that he knows, you know he's going
to
do it.
So I like this bread. I like to get this specific form factor because of the reasons I've just explained.
Is that the show that Joe Rogan used to host?
Form factor. So normally they don't have them on Sunday. And so I wasn't even thinking I was going
to. They don't have this bread on Sunday.
They don't seem to.
This is not the Lord's bread.
Correct.
His whole thing is that he does something with bread.
That's right. He feeds everybody.
This is Satan's bread.
That's right. So
this Moxie's warming up on me, by the way.
Different.
But yeah,
because of the room is so hot.
I'm warming up to it.
Yeah. If it warms up for you, you're throwing it out along with that Coke.
Right.
Two different Sundays we've gone and they didn't have it. So I wasn't expecting to get it. So I go, after we do the returns, I go to the bakery.
You were there yesterday?
Yeah.
We were there yesterday.
Probably about 4 or 5, somewhere in there.
I'm not fucking around. That's exactly when we were there.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit.
And you might have seen this guy.
We saw you.
That tracks.
There he is.
Duck.
Dive.
So I'm going towards the bakery counter, and there's a gentleman standing there talking with the attendant, whatever. I don't know if she's the baker or not. And I see it. I see the loaf I want. And I'm like, yes. So I go in and I'm like, oh, great. And I go to grab one of the paper bags. And the guy's standing there. I said, oh, excuse me. Can I get in here? I said, who moves over? I go in and I go to grab the bread. I touch the bread. He goes, oh, no, I'm getting that one, too. He's got already two of them.
No, come on.
And he's getting the third one. Now, this is a mountain of a man. I'm going to say he's 7'1". Looks kind of like what's his butt who was. Who's our guy from Pennsylvania who's a senator?
Billy Barty.
No, Fetterman.
Fetterman. Just picture him, okay. But with a collared shirt. And that was this guy. And I'm like, oh, okay. I will tell you this. At least 3 times in the store, I tap Irma and I just stare dead eyes at him. He doesn't see me do it.
Right.
I'm not going to let him see me do it. And like I accidentally saw him as he was checking out. And sure enough, he had 3 of those. And I'm just like,
well, he eats those are like little Tic Tacs to him.
It's like a biscuit.
Oh, man. I would have been so tempted to, like, when he wasn't looking later, just take one of the loaves out of his cart.
Out of his cart.
And then fucking run to the checkout.
Yes. And then run
the
your
fuck
cart.
Out of there.
Yeah.
That's absolutely what I would have been thinking of. Like, I wouldn't actually do it, but I would love to have tried.
I don't. You know why I wouldn't do it? Because I'd get caught.
Yeah. Sure.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
But the thing is, I mean, I hear what you're saying. You don't want to confront this guy. He doesn't seem like a guy that you want to confront. But
I mean, he was nice about it, but Irma said that he was a little bit of a dick.
Obviously, he's a dick. Yeah. You wanted the bread. It's the last one.
Yeah.
And he already has 2.
Yeah. So why is he 3?
I feel like you can appeal to the fucking staff at that point.
I thought about it,
there's one left. He's got 2. I want 1.
Yeah.
I think what's fair is I get the 1.
I agree with that. But that said,
he was there first, and he obviously asked for all 3.
But he didn't take it. He was standing next to
it. Well, no, they were in the midst of the transaction.
Oh, so he was
saying,
okay. I'm.
Oh.
There, it could very well have been that the other 2, she had taken those out, put them in bags, and was getting the 3rd one for him. Because here's the thing. To me, it's open from the front. You take your own. But apparently,
he
spoke to her. And she was assisting him.
Okay, I'm not picturing how this works at all. I don't understand.
The bakery counter rack is open front, open back. Right. Door in front, slide door in back.
That's your style, right, Garen?
Yes, sir.
The solace I took was, he's getting those 3 loaves, but I touched one of them.
Yeah, you showed him. Let me say this. If you know now, historically, there's never that bread there on Sunday, maybe you go one of the other 6 days.
Yeah. Well, I normally do, but sometimes it just works out.
I understand.
But I
Why
spoke
did
with
the habit, though, at 5 o'clock on a Sunday. It was still there.
Mm. I had the minestrone soup. That's what I got yesterday. Mm. The other soups were all water. The stock was the stock in the broth was thin.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
You know, the chicken tortilla soup is nothing but
soup.
The soup. Yeah,
no chicken, no tortilla.
Yeah, I want the goods.
Yeah, sure. I hear you.
And the minestrone had most of everything else.
How do they do the chicken tortilla? The tortillas off to the side, because you don't want soggy tortilla.
No, you kind of do.
Really?
Yeah, it works out okay.
It's like having pasta in there.
And it's almost, yeah, they're very tiny.
Yeah. I just...
I would do both. I would want in and...
I want a little crunchy on top. And yeah, I don't know. But you can't do that way. You got to get your own chips.
Yeah.
The only other thing I will say is that since our conversation about going to the Thai grocery stores, Irma made an Indonesian chicken noodle dish. I'm not going to call it a soup because while it has soup along with it, you don't actually, like, it's not in a bowl of broth,
mm-hmm.
But it's delicious. We had some egg noodles and some of that lemongrass that I mentioned before, and lime leaves makes a nice, it's good. And those are the two ingredients.
The like leaf of a lime tree.
The leaf of a lime tree.
Huh.
Maybe a specific kind of lime tree. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But yeah, it's kind of like an herb, and it's a very citrusy kind of situation with little bits of chicken. It's nice.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So you two hang out all day long.
Often.
And then it's time for dinner.
Yeah.
And then you sit down and talk about your day? Like,
sometimes.
I don't mean this negative. I truly don't understand. Like, Danielle and I will, you know, she'll do something, I'll do something, Oliver will do something, and then we'll sit down at the dinner. I'm sure you're same with Matt and his family. Mm-hmm. You sit down, and we don't know what the others have done. You guys spend all day together. What
do we talk about?
I don't mean this negatively. What do you possibly have to talk about?
Well, so
how it all went?
Yeah, we went okay.
Remember when we went to the store and almost had bread?
I do. That man almost beat up.
So it depends, because she'll read her like Instagram or whatever, and she'll have stories. So like sometimes we'll talk about Indonesian politics because that's stuff happens, or some like little soap opera type dramas that the Indonesian celebrities have. And she'll tell me another story about things that happened in her life that I don't know yet.
Yeah, that's fair. You know what? Yeah. You're right. You guys, you got a lot of time.
We got a lot.
Right. I guess I'm coming from the point of view of, and Matt probably the same. Danielle and I have been together 27 years.
Right. So at a certain point. But we also, just like you, I know, have Jimmy, and maybe you do as well, Matt. We have little bits that we do as well where we're silly to each other, and that right. passes some nice time. So, and she...
It does pass a nice time.
Yes. Nice time.
I will say this, by the way. This week, the 22nd of May, is 21 years marriage.
Oh, congratulations.
21 years on Thursday of this week.
Got a crack a brewski?
Why do I wish? I got to get through it, man. Got to get a delicious Miller Lite. Icy cold. The commercials play during baseball.
Mm.
Oh.
Kesha mentions Miller Lite in a new song of hers. She's like, I'm smooth like Miller Lite or something like that.
She gets it.
I was man, she's
in really, a way I don't.
She's really targeting Jimmy with this song.
She wants me back.
Yeah.
She lost me with that last album. She wants me back. She wants me back.
I like the new. There's like four songs out now for them.
I haven't heard any of them. I got to listen to them.
It's fun. It's fun, Kesha. But, you know, it's a dancey, poppy.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about she got a brand new car. Hose it down in the trailer park.
Another car.
Yeah. It's not the Gold Trans Am. She doesn't specify what kind of car.
You know what? Smart. Keep us guessing. That's the way to do it. We talked about the Willie Nelson, Steve Perry duet on the show already, right?
No.
I was going to ask you about that earlier.
I wasn't sure. Like when you talk about going to see Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, shit. I forgot to tell you the best part about that.
Okay.
But you go ahead. But
no, I'll, no. Go ahead.
Okay. So Willie Nelson's playing. And he, unlike Bob Dylan, he's got the screens on the whole time. And close-ups and perfectly lit shots. It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, we see exactly what's happening on stage, and he's got a bunch of guys who are probably, if you know the world, they're probably fucking all stars, you know,
right.
Like just crazy musicians up there. And so they cut to the guy who's just playing harmonica. That's his whole job. And he kind of looks familiar to me. So I was like, maybe this guy's like a famous harmonica player. Not as famous as Bob Dylan. We've already talked about
it.
It's the most famous harmonica. This guy seems like maybe he's well known in the world of harmonicas playing. But I look behind him and I'm like, holy fucking shit. That's John Stamos on bongos.
Wait, what?
Wait, Stamos was sitting in with the band?
John Stamos was sitting in with Willie Nelson's
Why
band.
Why does that happen?
This fucking clown just gets to write his own ticket, doesn't he?
He does.
It's ridiculous.
Hey, I'd like to join you guys on bongos. And they let him.
And it was like he was in the background, so you could only kind of see. And I was like, Zoe, I think that's John Stamos. And then like a minute later, they cut to a different shot where you very clearly saw that it was John Stamos. And the crowd was abuzz.
Oh.
They were like, oh, John Stamos, John Stamos, John Stamos. Everyone started lifting their phones up and taking pictures of the screen. I saw people texting John Stamos is playing with it because it's a fucking crazy thing to happen. I was like, I cannot believe this guy. And look, he's fine. And he also played tambourine. He was doing all sorts of percussion. He was just filling in, having a time of his life, I assume. But what the hell is he doing there? Stay in your lane.
He tours with the Beach Boys sometimes.
I know.
Does he really? Is he a percussionist, like a known percussionist of any kind?
That's what he's been doing with the Beach Boys since the 80s.
Since the 80s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in the Kokomo video.
I mean, good for him, I guess.
Right? He's in the Kokomo video.
I texted Elise and I said, you'll never guess who's on bongos. John fucking Stamos. And she wrote back, Kokomo. Kokomo. Nice.
Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you. Anyway, so Willie Nelson and Steve Perry have a duet of Faithfully that they recorded within the last few months, and the proceeds go to Farm Aid. Takes on the internet range anywhere from this is the worst thing I've ever heard in my entire life to this brought me to the emotion of their voices brought me to tears. I, of course, I'm an unabashed Steve Perry fan. I'm one of the people that defended Traces, his album before his holiday album, that most people hated. And I defended the one that Jeff Pabko has a co-write on and plays keyboards on one of the songs. This duet with Willie Nelson is un-fucking listenable.
Oh.
It is atrocious.
I'm going to have to check it out then.
It is.
How long ago was it recorded?
Within the last 3 months.
I mean, so that's... Isn't that part of it? Because isn't Steve Perry kind of...
Well, Steve Perry's 76 years old, and Willie Nelson, as we talked about, is 92 years old.
Yeah.
And he talks, sings.
Sure.
And Steve's voice is... he's 76 years old.
Has he found... Like, this isn't one of the original Journey songs, so has he found a spot where he can sound musical?
I don't think this is the best.
Okay. Because, like, Johnny Cash did the Nine Inch Nails cover.
And it worked. Mm-hmm.
But like he's an old guy, he's reflecting on his life, and so if he's a little gravelly or unsure,
again,
that's fine.
It fit. On Traces, it worked.
Okay,
I don't think it works here with Willie Nelson. That is my opinion, and it's a bummer because you know I will go to my grave if anybody's interested. My last breath that Steve Perry's the greatest rock and roll singer of all time. That is my opinion, and this was a disappointment to me.
Okay,
Willie Nelson, as we all know, is number 75 on my list.
Have you ever seen Willie Nelson?
76 is a
like
trombone.
That's crossed my mind. I'm like, this might be one of the only things in the world that I can say I've seen this guy in Jimmy Hazard.
Yeah, that's...
you've seen almost everybody.
That is... well, I think that's too grand of a statement. Anybody from the
well, I guess, like, you know, you haven't seen the Beastie Boys or like...
No,
you know,
but Beastie Boys wouldn't fall under the classic
rock.
No,
you did
rock.
See the Beastie Boys open for Madonna.
I did, so suck it. But
you haven't seen like Tribe Called Quest or Public Enemy. Or
no,
like,
but I wouldn't.
Right. But in the world of rock and...
And Willie Nelson had his moment in the 70s where he was, my dad went to see Willie Nelson a bunch and bought his albums. And, you know, he had that pop era.
Yeah.
You know, you got the money, honey. I got the time. Which was played nonstop.
Yeah.
And then, of course, City of New Orleans and, you know, the duet with Julio. Mm-hmm. So it would make sense that if he would have been paired with somebody.
Yeah. I never would have seen Willie Nelson on a marquee and gone, I'm going to that. But. For me, it was just like, oh, I want to see Bob Dylan, and he's here too. Might as well. I think maybe at some point in the show, maybe not. I've probably told the story. When I was a kid, my family, we drove a VW van, you know, the pop top camper van. We drove one of those from New York to San Francisco for a month. And we did that twice, two consecutive summers. And the first summer we did it, we left. And I still can't believe this is true. We had one cassette in the car for this 30-day road trip.
And that cassette
one
was?
That cassette was On the Road Again by Willie Nelson.
Oh, no.
And I guess my parents thought it was funny. Like, hey, we're going to bring this.
Right.
And like, so we heard it 1,000 fucking times.
Oh, dear
and
God.
By the way, we didn't listen. We just listened to one song. Like, we didn't even go beyond that.
Right.
Because none of us liked it. We were just like, okay, this is funny. But why would they not bring more music? It's crazy to me.
They wanted conversation. They wanted you kids to use your imagination. Look out the windows.
How do you think that went for 9 hours a day?
I don't think it went well.
No, we were sitting in the back playing Tiddlywinks or whatever.
Yeah. What?
Probably not.
No, it's not a good
game. You can't play that.
It's not a good card game. Yeah. Eventually, all of the Tiddlywinks end up somewhere in the bottom of the car.
Yeah, that's not...
What did we play? We had like a...
License plate game of some kind?
We had a travel Yahtzee where the dice were in this thing.
Sure.
Where you would roll it against your hand and then turn it over and it would show you what it, so you didn't lose the dice. So that was cool. Played a lot of that.
There's also those magnetic games for a little while that
we had a lot of those. A lot of those license plate games or, you know, spot this, spot that.
Right.
You mark it off on your thing when you see it, you know. Hey, look, there's a hobo. Mark it.
Ride the rails.
Sure.
Ride the rails, right, Karen? Out there.
Doing odd jobs.
Karen, what's happened to you over the weekend? Anything? What happened to you?
You seem so good
last
time.
Lost your pants.
I went with my giant friend to Whole Foods. He had to make a bread run.
Oh! Seems like there would have been a closer one, but that's cool.
He said, I only want two loaves of bread, and I talked him into the third one.
Get one for me. I finally saw Thunderbolts.
Oh, very good.
What'd you think?
I liked it a lot. It's very good.
Too.
It's very fun.
Yeah.
Very fun. It's annoying that they're ruining the ending all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like in their promo. What? I don't know why you're doing that.
I'm kind of glad I saw it before that happened.
Yeah, me too. Because I didn't know what the asterisk was about.
And no one did. I thought it was just a comic book thing that I wasn't aware of. Like,
sure. Where's there an asterisk?
In the title,
it was like Thunderbolts asterisk.
Oh, interesting.
And then if you see the movie, now I'm going to tell you this, and the audience probably knows.
Does it ruin the movie?
No.
Have you not seen it?
No, because they changed all the billboards and the posters around town. So I guess if you haven't seen the billboards and the posters, spoiler alert, don't skip ahead if you don't want to hear this. But at the end of the movie, it says, it's like, they're not the Thunderbolts, they're the new Avengers.
Oh, that's the reveal?
Yeah. And so then
I thought that was...
Right.
Seemed almost obvious.
It's so out there
right.
that I thought that was the premise.
That was like a surprise in the movie.
I see. Yeah.
If you got to see it in the first 5 days, I guess.
Yeah. The first weekend. Yeah. It was like by the end of the weekend, they were already changing
it. And they had that whole thing with Sebastian Stan on Buena Vista, like right near my house, actually. Like he like walks up to a bus poster and like puts the new poster on top of the old one where it says the new Avengers. And
I managed, because we didn't see it in the first week, I don't think, but we managed to not
that's good.
Know that.
Yeah.
So, well, you guys are too busy sitting around the table talking to each other.
Yeah.
Getting to know one another.
Getting to know more.
Did you see the photograph of Tom Cruise talking to the staff at AMC?
No.
Apparently, somebody posted Tom Cruise has been talking to the staff for 15 minutes. And it's like, you see the look on the employees' faces? Like, some of them are like, I can't fucking believe Tom Cruise is talking. And others, I'm making this up. Like, right. You see their faces. You could read into, like, why don't you walk away?
Yeah, like, this is...
This is cool for a minute and a half.
Yeah, we get a Top Gun. Make your move.
Yeah. We got a line outside.
Yeah, we gotta open, my man.
We do have a job.
Yeah.
Mm.
So anyway, and then I get on Belay, and I'm jumping. Yeah, we get it. You do all those stunts.
I would imagine we would be excited. I mean,
yes.
Of course. Tom Cruise talks to you.
But I will say this. They've been doing this for a while. I don't like the ad campaigns where they show you him doing the stunts. I want to see the movie and be... I don't want to think about, I know that he does them, but I don't want to see the behind the scenes
before
I even see the movie.
I want to see the movie.
Like they did that with the last one where you see him riding the motor. I knew he rode the motorcycle off the mountain 6 months before the movie came out.
Right.
Like, let me just experience that scene. It's a cool scene.
I agree.
I want to experience it first, and then you can show me that cool behind the scenes thing.
Nobody's arguing with you.
He does like, we
Jimmy,
watched...
I don't want to see it.
Nobody's arguing.
We just we watched the first four Mission Impossibles.
Yeah.
And I realized why I only watched the first one is because I watched it was in syndication, but I was kind of a Mission Impossible television show fan. And Jim Phelps, they kind of do him dirty.
Yeah.
And so I think I didn't watch the other ones. But now I've watched the first four and they do like that pose. Like, I don't know if Tom Cruise likes it, but I think it's a joke.
Yeah.
But where he's just, like, hanging from with his...
He's suspended.
Starfishing.
Arms akimbo. I mean,
that's, like, probably the iconic image of the first film.
Yeah. This is arms akimbo, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
But I will say this. I think the first one is the worst one. And I know a lot of people hate the J.J. Abrams one, and a lot of people think the John Woo one's weird. I think the first one is a mess. Like, it to me...
How many have there been?
I don't even know. Seven?
The upcoming one, I believe, will be seven.
I believe I don't think I liked the first one.
Yeah.
And then may not have seen the second one because of that.
Yeah.
But then I started seeing them with Oliver, and I like whatever ones I've seen, I've liked them all.
I think once Macquarie got involved, they've been consistently.
Oh, good. I didn't realize that he came.
Chris Macquarie like wrote the third or fourth, and then started directing them at some point.
Who is the?
I think it started with the four. He starts with four.
Who isn't it a Macquarie who was the originator?
Brian De Palma. I think.
Brian De Palma.
No, not the movies. The original series.
No. Chris Macquarie.
Gary, maybe.
I don't know.
Nobody knows Elliot.
Chris McQuarrie is the guy that wrote The Usual Suspects.
And I saw that movie.
A bunch of others.
Is that important to this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
So you know he's a good writer.
So Kevin Pollak's also in this?
Sure. He's in a mask, so you don't know him because
they keep him good and smart.
Yep.
Smart.
Bruce Geller created the original.
Bruce Geller. I'm sorry.
Bruce Geller also created what show? I want to say
Friends.
Nope. That's the characters' names, but I. Bruce Geller. Did Bruce Geller co-create? Did he co-create Columbo with the other guy?
Seems likely.
I don't know.
He's created a. He created a bunch of shows. Bruce Geller.
I think what you might be thinking of is Mannix.
What I'm thinking of, and I've just been told, is Mannix.
Mm-hmm.
And
makes sense.
The information I've just been given is correct.
That makes more sense because that's. I've never seen it, but I take it that Mannix is a little bit more similar to an action-y type thing than a Columbo type thing. Mm.
The original, but then they changed it and made it more, he's just he worked for a company.
Okay.
And then he became a PI, but he gets beat up every episode.
Great. Sign me up.
I think so far of the four, my favorite is the fourth one. There's a lot of humor in it.
I don't remember. What is that one?
That's the one where it's Ghost Protocol.
Okay.
Where they get, the whole thing gets disavowed.
That's the one we saw in Toronto together.
Pardon me?
We were in Toronto doing shows one time, and we went to see one of them.
What?
Yeah.
This is the one where he's got the magnetic gloves on the glass.
Oh, is that the Burj Khalifa one?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one's a good one.
Oh,
that's the one Brad Bird directed. That's another thing. Brad Bird, who did The Incredibles
and
Ratatouille. And,
that explains the humor.
Yeah. So, he's got a good sense of humor and action.
That one was very... I mean, it was different in that so many things went wrong for the characters, but that was the most Mission Impossible kind of, because to me, Mission Impossible is the fake room, the masks.
Yes.
You know, the
smoking thing that says it'll self-destruct, you know, and then it blows up.
Well, they have that.
All right, we get it. Mission Impossible. Let's discuss the fact that you and I went to a movie together in Toronto, and I don't remember a second of that.
I mean, maybe I went by myself, but I don't think so.
Snake oil.
I'm almost certain we went together.
Because, well, we must have.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't have.
Well, I mean, how many days were we there?
Did you go to a movie and you don't remember the movie?
No, I don't remember going to the movies. We went to a baseball game.
Yeah. That's
or was that a different trip?
That might have been a different trip, yeah.
Have you been to Toronto with me more than once?
Yes.
So one time, one time we had Bret Hart.
Right.
And the other time we had Anthony Rapp.
That might have been the same because we did two shows.
Is that
shows.
The same weekend?
That might have been the same week. But there was definitely another time. Who else did we have?
We had Nug, a friend of the show, Nug.
Right. Yes.
Nug and then, but then also somebody else.
I feel like
we had. Oh,
it was
Will Sasso?
No, it was our friend with the bow ties.
Dean
Smith. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. They were on.
They were on.
They were on a show.
They were on my stand-up show.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. So they were just in the green room.
Yeah.
Okay. They did, so
I don't remember going to the movies.
I might have gone by myself, but I don't.
But I don't see that happening either.
I don't really either. I would have been.
If you would have said I'm going to the movies, I would have gone with you.
Yeah.
But I don't. We were only there a day.
I know 100% certain. I saw a Mission Impossible movie in Toronto. I can picture the street. I can picture the theater.
Boy, oh boy.
Do you remember what year that was?
No. I mean, it was between 2010 and 2020. I'm going to say, going to narrow it down to that decade.
You know what? I mean, that's...
So it was either 4, 5, or 6.
It was... Well, what's that? When did 4 come out?
4... Well, I'm looking at 5. 5 came out July 31st, 2015.
That might have been it.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
The U.S., Ghost Protocol came out in 2011, December 16th, 2011.
No, it wasn't that one.
I think what's more important is you go to, instead of, again, if we talk about Mission Impossible, we're a fucking second, I'm going to murder everybody in the room. Go to Never Not Funny and see when we were in Toronto.
Well, where's that? Oh, I guess in our In our episode database?
The episode database.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's I definitely show Bret Hart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Season 17.
Bret Hart. The
October 2015.
See, Bret Hart was a professional wrestler who then was doing comedy at the club because he's a good improviser. And then didn't want to do any of that.
And then you said Nug?
Yeah.
There's a live in Toronto, but because of the way our site works, I can't see the... Because it wants me to sign up for Platinum to get the details.
So there should be a total. There should be a total of four guests.
Yeah.
Because two a week.
Two episodes each time we're there, or is it possible we did only one episode one time?
That's possible.
Well, I show Live in Toronto Night One bonus that came out September 26th, 2015.
Okay.
So that leads me to believe that was in July.
Right. So then we didn't release it right away.
Yeah, that was Bret Hart and Todd Van Allen.
Todd Van Allen.
I like Todd.
Yeah.
And then the other one was 2017, July 5th, 2017 with Nug.
I think it was the first time we were there. So it was probably Ghost Protocol. Is that what you said? It came out in 2015?
The Rogue Nation.
Rogue Nation.
The one after that one.
Yeah, that sounds more right. I don't see the thing with those movies. I know you don't want to talk about it.
I can't be more clear.
They connect, but they don't connect. It's
yeah.
Like each one is like its own little thing, and it's so weird because then I'm like, I don't really remember. So then when they do want you to remember something that happened, I'm like, I don't fucking remember anything. You kind of explicitly told me I didn't have to. Mm-hmm. So why am I being asked to remember that you had a wife now?
Yeah, yeah. Why?
You have
well, when you so when you watch them in order.
You have,
no,
you,
I've seen the wife and the one after the wife.
Okay.
I'm seeing the new one tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Good, so we can talk about it more next episode.
What?
At the IMAX headquarters.
You're going to IMAX.
That's got to be the biggest IMAX screen ever.
Yeah, you're going to IMAX HQ?
Going to HQ.
What does that
Where
mean?
Where is that at?
I
Jet Propulsion Lab?
Marina Del Rey or something.
Okay. It's down near me?
Damn.
I guess.
That sounds awesome.
That's in the South Bay, huh?
Yeah, so do I have time to watch all six of them?
You probably do.
That's 12, 13
hours.
Your
schedule.
Did you see Did you see Dead Reckoning?
Yes.
Because that's the one. That's the
only one you need to.
Because this is like the Avengers Endgame situation, right?
Yeah, and that's the one that's just the villains and AI, and it's kind of fucking stupid.
This new one?
The last one. New one, yeah.
I did not care for that aspect of it.
It was...
And this is the end of it.
It seemed very silly. in a series of movies that are sort of silly on some level anyway, but they're still kind of reality-based. And I know AI does exist.
Yeah.
But the way they were depicting it... Being so sinister just seems so fucking cheesy, and
we don't know what's out there.
That's true.
You know,
maybe Trump's an AI. I don't know.
My beautiful wife and I were at the Row downtown LA. Row used to be old factories. Now it's a shopping area with six stores and the jeans for $400. But there was an older couple, an Asian gentleman and his wife. And they were watching speaking of Trump, they were watching that AI video of Trump getting beat up by Zelensky.
Okay.
And have you seen that?
No.
Remember when Zelensky and Trump were in the in that whatever that room is?
Mm-hmm.
And he was insulting him. Well, there's AI of Zelensky getting up and starting and just pummeling Trump. Yeah. And it looks real.
Huh.
Wow.
And so this older woman, she's got to be like 70. She's watching and she's like, what they can do with AI these days. And it was perfect because it was like, what a great reaction. Crazy. She's not wrong. Like, she's watching it. She knows it's not real.
Yeah.
And she enjoyed it. I also enjoyed the fact that she liked watching this guy get the shit kicked out of him.
Mm-hmm.
AI style. Because it's the only way it's going to happen, Garen. Unless I get behind those fucking gates. And then bring it on, DG.
I know this is a Platinum bonus episode, but let's cool it. I don't like what you're implying, sir.
Yeah, they're going after people now.
Then come after me. I'll take the fucking press.
Yeah, it's true. It'll be good for the show.
We don't need to stop me might from
be,
saying things.
Might be bad for you.
Nah, it's Jim Comey put fucking shells in the beach. They had a meeting with him, and then they released it. It's like...
That thing was so ridiculous, too, because literally...
Dude, there are 8646 shirts on the internet that you could buy. Fucking Donald Trump tweeted out a photograph of Biden being tied up in the back of a pickup truck.
Yeah.
And you're going to fucking clutch your pearls over this? Fuck off.
But also, that's not... 86 doesn't mean assassinate. It just means
it
get rid of
it. In fairness, it could.
It could, but, sure.
But to me... we use it in the comedy clubs. 86, this guy. If a heckler's
eject
getting...
Him.
Eject him.
Yes,
sure. Get him out of there.
When you're talking about a president, I think the former director of the FBI, is that Comey's position?
I believe so. Mm.
I think I'd give him the benefit of the doubt that he means let's remove him from office, not let's assassinate
100%.
Him.
100%. And to pretend it's anything otherwise, you're going out of your way to be an asshole.
Yeah.
It's clear. And but, you know, that's the distraction because of the plane. It's all horseshit.
Speaking freely, I did have a fantasy of like Trump getting that new plane and then it takes off and he's flying across the ocean and it just fucking explodes.
Yeah.
I'd be like, well, Qatar, you're the best. You did it. You did what had to be done and now we love you.
Did we talk about it on the show? Like, you take that plane, you sweep it. There's got to be 4,000 bugs on that thing.
Well, that was one of the complaints, actually, in addition to how unethical it is it's going to cost as much as the plane is worth to retrofit it.
It's going to be like $1 billion or $2 billion to put in all the stuff that's necessary for it to be Air Force One.
It's ridiculous.
Because it's a flying fortress. It's not just a plane.
I watched the thing where they said that I wondered this. They don't say everything that the current Air Force One has, but one of the things they said it has is it has that chuff or whatever that makes it so that if a guided missile goes toward the plane, it distracts it. You've seen it in fighter plane movies where it's just like a sparkly thing, so a heat-guided missile will go get that. It's hardened so that if it does get hit, it won't damage it as much. And then all of the secure communications that he needs.
Yeah.
But they're using Signal. They don't apparently know about this.
Right. Yeah. Why are we playing retail? Let's get some discount security. Sure, man. Sure.
Yeah. I also like the idea of it just flying and then it just drops.
it just runs out of jet.
Somebody presses a button and it just it's done flying and it goes down and hopefully
style.
Fucking kids are with
the button. See you later.
That Trump Jr. fucking posting shit about Biden having cancer. Fuck you.
Yeah.
He's going to die probably.
Go big game hunting and have that rhino attack you and put that horn right up your fucking ass.
You know, fun fact, the horn is actually hair.
Oh, is that right? Well, I'll tell you something fun. That's a stiff head of hair going up your ass.
Sure.
That is...
That's one of those obvious trivia things.
Is it obvious though?
I don't know.
It's obvious because we've heard it.
It's one of those things, if you hear it, you're like, oh, okay.
Have you ever touched a rhino?
Is that something we've ever touched?
I've never.
I don't know if it's a good idea.
I'm wondering if I ever have, though, because my cousin runs the zoo in a city.
Because my cousin's a rhino.
By that, I mean Republican name only.
Okay.
I mean, you haven't finished your story.
I'm just saying that there's a chance, because Pete Schwab and I went to the zoo once, and Vince Moranto and I went to the zoo once, and we did get to go back behind the scenes.
Huh.
And... so we may have.
That's crazy.
I know we rode a camel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did something else, too. Like, we fed the otters, and we did something else.
So, I mean, I guess if the rhino is eating from a trough or something and is not going to be distracted, you might get to do that. Well, it seems dangerous.
It's one of those things where, they know the...
Sure.
The
But it's still...
Zoo people. I can't think of the word.
Zookeeper?
Zookeepers. Yeah. So they get they go up and... So they could be like, if you do it right now, you can do it. Like that sort
they're
of
sedated
thing.
Sedated or something going on.
Could be.
Yeah.
Because they probably do have to give them something if they're going to wash
their teeth. Yeah,
some,
brush their teeth or something.
Needs to, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like they can't be in there when it's like...
What did we... We did. It was some huge animal like...
Elephant?
No, because elephants you can just... we rode an elephant. We did. That was another thing we rode.
Jesus Christ.
But there was something that you...
Hippo?
You don't get a chance to touch it, but we had the opportunity.
Yeah.
I think it might have been a rhino.
A woman?
Might have been. Yeah. It was definitely that.
At the risk of my whole life just being interesting things that Irma has happening, her nieces... we're on vacation this last week and they went to a zoo in Indonesia and they got to feed meat to a lion.
Good heavens.
Wow.
I got a picture of
throw it over a fence.
No,
or they're in the enclosure.
Like handing it through a
fuck.
Like bars.
Okay.
So
seems
so enough where you can't get your hand won't.
Yes, that in theory, because it was a big hunk of meat. It was like
I still don't love it.
I looked at it. And I was a little concerned as well, but the you could see the person that worked there in the frame, so presumably they know what they're doing.
We look from Siegfried and Roy. We learned that they could turn on you at any given time.
Sure,
the tiger, the lion, the
Did
bear.
Did you hear they're making like a Oscar bait type movie about Siegfried and Roy?
I did not. Who's in it?
That actually could be interesting.
I know one of them for sure. The one that I know, it's like this is crazy that he said yes to this project. It's Andrew Garfield is playing one of them. And I think the other one might be Jude Law, but
so is that a is it, so? But you say it's an Oscar.
I got the vibe that it was supposed to be like a
high end.
I got news for you. I see that movie. I think it sounds fascinating.
I guess I do too, but it's like, how is that gonna work? I
mean, well, most of their life is not him getting killed.
No,
by a tiger.
I know.
Yeah, but there's these two weirdos.
Yeah.
That then this became their life, and then one gets mauled by the thing he loves doing.
Yeah.
So their story has to be fascinating.
I guess. Yeah.
Especially in the time period that they were doing it, because I remember being a kid and hearing the sniggering things about, like, I don't even know, were they partners?
See, that I don't know.
I don't know that they ever.
But people would make the offensive jokes about that, and so whether they are or not,
they would snigger.
I know,
which is like very risky. I know this is a platinum bonus episode.
Yeah, fair enough. But snickering. Is snickering the better version of that?
I know that Colin Jost had to say something on air on Saturday that was a little bit dicey, but you're really walking the line there.
Well, I'm not on live TV, so
it's true.
I think you're okay.
Yeah.
It's an Apple Limited series.
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting.
Wild Things.
Is it
Andrew Garfield?
Jude Law and Andrew Garfield.
When does it come out?
I don't believe it has a release date quite yet.
Well, then get back to me when you do have one.
But it does seem like it'll be more about their early life, because neither of those gentlemen are old.
Right.
Well, they could use makeup and such.
Like sure.
Liberace.
But if the bulk of the show was going to be, let's say, their middle age or older, you wouldn't get those two gentlemen. Yeah.
I'd watch it.
Sounds interesting.
I like those guys. I'm interested enough in the story.
Yeah.
To watch this, but not read a book about it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a book. Hey, Jim, you should read this book. It's interesting about their lives. Nope. But if you dumb it down for me in a movie and I get to watch it, I'm all in.
And it seems to me that, like, just the story of two people who I'd never heard of in any other context.
Correct.
Being huge in Vegas.
Right.
Like, how did they get there?
Yeah.
How did they get there?
Like, how do you get to the heights that they
got? That's interesting.
To?
Like, you know, Evel Knievel, when I was a kid, Evel Knievel was one of the biggest celebrities in the world. And then when you watch footage of him, he's doing fucking rodeos.
Yeah.
Like, so it didn't go right from, my first jump is the Grand Canyon and Caesar's Palace.
Right.
He was doing a car at a rodeo in front of 12 people who didn't give a shit.
Right.
So were they doing that too? Like here's like Siegfried and Roy, like at a school, like, and here to entertain the kids are these two guys.
Right.
Yeah, or they're the local version of the animal guy that went on Letterman or whatever. Right. Right?
But like, how do you do small time tiger taming?
That's,
like, it just seems crazy.
I don't know. And that's what
with
I'm curious.
Magic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tigers and magic.
I guess that's the thing. I didn't even realize that they were magicians because I didn't know anything about them other than they were kind of a punchline.
Like, yep.
And so I was just like, I guess I just projected that like notion of them onto this project, which of course you could make a good thing about anything. But I was like, oh, well, that seems like an odd choice. Like,
but they were very successful.
I know.
And I believe they were very rich, although that might be a myth too.
No, I think
I believe they were.
Yeah. I think everybody who got to that level in Vegas was, you know, taken care of.
So I am curious about that story.
Let's go. Let's go see it.
Garen, did you get a release date yet?
No. The official log line for the show states that it tells the wild ride relationship tale of two of the greatest showman magicians in history who, along with their white tigers, are tasked with turning Sin City into a family-friendly destination.
Oh, interesting.
The duo pushed the concept of illusion versus reality to the extreme personally and professionally until tragedy reframes and opens a mystery surrounding their last fateful Las Vegas show.
Okay.
So I wonder if it's going to flashback.
Hmm.
Like, maybe it starts them old and then it goes back and back and forth.
Either way, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in. They're both great actors. Can't deny that.
True.
What's that?
It's based on the podcast Wild Things, Siegfried and Roy.
See, here's the other thing. I'm not going to listen to the podcast. Watch yeah, movie.
Exactly.
That said, if you didn't tell me about the movie and you said, hey, there's a podcast about Siegfried and Roy, I might add that to my list of one podcast I listen to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like it's been a while since there's been a podcast. Everyone's like, you got to hear this crazy thing.
Yeah.
Like, I would be up for it if someone was like, this is so crazy. Like, apparently there's one, I'm probably not going to listen to this one either, but apparently there's some show that's gotten popular now about, I guess there's a group of people that believe autism is almost like a superpower, and like autistic people are actually more advanced like than people who don't have autism. And that they can communicate with each other telepathically or something. It's all very weird and wild, and I don't think there's a lot of scientific basis for it. But it's another one of these podcasts where I think the people doing it, they're not experts or anything. They're just like, they've done some research, and then they're sharing it, and it's kind of caught on because people find it fascinating. But even that, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I need to.
No, I don't need to hear that. Here's these weirdos.
I mean, like, is there a teenage girl whose body is found in a forest? That's the kind of podcast. You know, that those are the things that hook me in.
I see.
Are you talking about the telepathy tapes?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Is that right? Is it like very? Apparently, this show is like more popular than Rogan now or something.
Oh, I don't know about that, but it's...
Okay, maybe not.
Well, that'd be good news for, you know,
in a world that society. Often dismisses the extraordinary as mere fantasy, the telepathy tapes dares to explore the profound abilities of non-speakers with autism, individuals who have long been misunderstood and underestimated.
Yeah, that sounds right. But, yeah, I
season guess. One just ended last year.
Okay.
Late last year. December of last year.
Okay. Well... I'm going to need the exact date.
It just keeps getting it down.
December 24th.
Thank you.
12, oh, 12:45.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. 12:45.
Right?
12:45. Santa brought a podcast finale.
Good for him. He deserves it. Santa Claus, they call him. All right, we're done.
Yep.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Great May bonus episode. We learned a lot about the Mission Impossible, and my apologies that I don't know enough about it to have been interested in that conversation. I like the movies.
You're going to go see the new one?
Yeah. Oliver's very excited about it. This is my kind of movie. I want to see Fight or Flight, which is basically like bullet train on a plane. They're calling it Bullet Plane.
Yeah, it looks fun.
And it looks fun. My wife had no interest in it. And my son, if he gets out of school early tomorrow, I'll try to convince him to go tomorrow. Because tomorrow is $6 ticket day at Cinemark.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And then AMC is going to start half price Wednesdays, I believe.
Well, okay. AMC has already been doing a Tuesday discount thing.
Doesn't Culver Theater also have like, but they do like historical movies or whatever on like Monday or Tuesday?
On Monday nights they do that. I enjoy that.
Yeah.
I do enjoy that. That's where I saw Gone with the Wind when my family was out of town.
Uh-huh. Never heard of it.
It's a movie that is not as offensive as the people that want you to think it's offensive is offensive. We all understand it was a different time. We get it.
And it was about a different time?
Yeah, right. Exactly. So it's a...
It's two different times removed.
Yeah. And if anybody has a brain, you understand what's happening. Mm-hmm. All right, listen. Great job today, Garen. Get back to me on that release date on about that Siegfried and Roy. Until then, I don't want to say a fucking word to you.
And also about that podcast. When did it... You need to know each release date.
Well, we know that it ended on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Yes?
It was December 23rd.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, you know what? Close enough. You can be at a Christmas party.
Yeah.
This changes everything.
Depends what day of the week that is. Maybe it's
Yeah.
It's a Saturday. It could certainly be a Christmas. I think that's too close. You can't have your company Christmas party on the 23rd. You just can't. It's too close.
Yeah.
That's a Bigfoot move.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. You like your job? Guess what? Yeah. Christmas party the 23rd.
Yeah, but I got to be getting ready for my family function.
Nope.
You better be there.
Sorry, Zachariah.
You better not.
I was trying to think of the name of the actual guy from Scrooge, whatever the fucking... Can't pull it.
You think about Scrooge McDuck?
Ebenezer.
But who's the... Bob Cratchit.
Marley?
Bob That's Cratchit. What I was trying to think of.
Marley.
But you said Zachariah.
Yeah, because to me that was close enough.
It was pretty close.
All right, great job today, Garen. Keep it up.
I did just found out that the Joe Perry Project is joining the Who's farewell tour here at the Hollywood Bowl.
They are. I don't know how I feel about that, Garen.
Joe Perry from Aerosmith?
Yeah. The Joe Perry Project had two albums in the late 70s, early 80s, I believe, or just maybe in the 80s. Mm-hmm. They're good, but he also was just only get the House of Blues in Anaheim that I considered going down there for. So, I mean, since I'm going to go see that show, I will see Joe Perry Project, but it is not like Billy Idol's opening for them in Vegas. And then somebody else is opening for them on some other words like, oh, and we get
Joe Perry
this, which, again, it'll be fine. I like classic rock and roll.
I'm going to go check out the Joe Penny Project.
That is
the guy from Riptide.
I like Joe Penny as an actor. He's a fine actor.
I watched the Joe Pesci Project. He was a singer, I think.
He was a singer. We learned that from Tony Thaxton.
We did.
On behalf of the Pop Culture Beast, looking over there, there's Garen Cochran. We have Video Village. That's Elliot Hopper, the Entremet Bell. I'm Jimmy Pardo. We will see you next month. I say that because of the bonus. Mm-hmm. On the bonus podcast, AK-47, Gone, Not Forgotten.